Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
This transmission is really here to activate you into finding greater level of soul alignment, really residing in your sovereignty. So why am I sharing this transmission with you now, and how does that relate to embodying more of our soul essence and our sovereignty? As you might have noticed, things are a little bit chaotic in the world, and many of us, we find ourselves being destabilized by that. We are looking for what is true and what is not true, what to believe, what not to believe, what to do, what not to do, and then what is going to happen for me, for my family, for the ones I love, and for humanity in general. And all of that is part of the great transition. This is the great awakening. It is happening now. Yay! Very exciting. But it means that this perfect architecture that is offered to us, meaning this transition, this intense instability, chaotic frequencies, and distortion of separation happening in the world, is here as an offering to help us reside more than ever in our full sovereignty, meaning that we know who we are and we know what is happening for us right now. We can feel and perceive with greater depth or not, with conscious awareness of that. It is happening also in the collective as we are awakening and we are in the process of ascension from 4D bridge to 5D frequencies. So the purpose of the transmission today is to help you with that, is to help you understand through this quantum architecture of pathways of evolution that everything that is happening for you in specific area of your life, but also as a general collective, is here as so many pathways of evolution, spiritual evolution. Because when we feel really lost, when we feel insecure, when there is a lack of clarity, very often it shows that we need to refine the connection with our soul. We need to anchor back fully in our sovereignty, because our soul knows. Our soul is the infinite divine consciousness, spark of God. We are that. You know that you are that. You know that I am that. You know that everyone is that. But how can we embody that? We are learning to embody that by surrendering more into trust, into divine knowing inside. And if you are drawn to this transmission, maybe like me, you love to increase your consciousness, your understanding of the mechanism happening, because with knowing comes also reassurance. It also gives us tool to be able to have more of an eagle eye about the situation. And also it gives us tools of reassurance about what it is that we are learning, all the gifts, the talents, the keys, the codes, the frequencies that basically are receiving and activating inside of us. So we are more soul aligned, we become more powerful, we know more about ourselves and why we are here now. Because if you are here like me, we chose to embody, not we chose to basically come to life into physicality. We chose 3D Earth at the time of the great transition. So it really shows that we are badass souls and that definitely we came here for a reason. Like a lot of us, we are here to open up the 4D bridge so we can transition into fifth dimensional frequencies where humanity is heading towards. So today during this transmission, I will teach you this fundamental architecture of pathway of evolution. So it is very important that all of you and all of us here, we start anchoring these keys now so we can reclaim more our sovereignty and therefore we don't oscillate too much, because there's a lot of oscillation happening in humanity at the moment, which therefore encourages the distortion of the dynamics around separation that we are observing. So a pathway of evolution, so that is really a 4D quantum architecture that is here as a spiritual path of evolution, offering us four different stages or planes of transitioning from the the basic expression of a heart desire until we transcend the experience. So this pathway of evolution architecture is anchored on the 4D bridge. Why is that? It is anchored on the 4D bridge because it is conscious. Everything that happens on the 4D bridge is there to teach us consciousness. So we consciously learn to, for example, alchemize and heal emotions. We consciously learn how to evolve. We consciously learn who we are. Everything becomes increased consciousness. In 3D, most of us, like most humans, would live 90% of the time from the subconscious brain. Therefore, simply repeating same programs, outdated paradigms, reality over and over and over again. And it's got nothing to do with being intelligent or not, or powerful or not. It's just that we don't really have an understanding of the neurological pathways and the connection with the heart portal and the conscious increase of frequencies happening that are opening up new ways of being into the world, so we can start transitioning into fifth dimension. In fifth dimension, it is a dimension where basically we live from the heart exclusively. And this gateway here is open now. So now there is a lot going on to help us becoming more conscious. This is why these dynamics are also happening in the collective, because the collective dynamic around the situation that we all know about right now is literally one gigantic pathway of evolution for humanity, right? It is like become conscious of what's going on. And it's not so much about knowing what's true or what's not true, but it is realizing that there are belief systems here, there are belief systems there, there are belief systems there, and our only belief system, everybody can have their own belief system. We don't need everyone to have the same belief system as us. That is not unity consciousness. Unity consciousness is the full honor and integrity that we have to allow each soul to reside in their full sovereign experience, no matter what that is that we are so soul aligned and so sovereign in our own frequency and our own alignment that therefore we can allow others to also be that. That is the fifth dimension for me. You know, that is what I'm taught. And I am here. I'm a quantum teacher. I founded university, and I do offer many programs and events and workshops all around that to teach people to transition from 3D to 4D to 5D. So today, the transmission is very strongly anchored into 4D. So why is it so important for me to understand this architecture of pathway of evolution? Because when we experience feeling very lost, we start dropping our frequencies. When we question what is wrong with us, what are we doing wrong because the situation is not shifting, because we keep experimenting the same thing, therefore, this self-judgment anchors us into lower frequency, lower vibes. Instead of being our best friends and like super soul aligned and in trust, we drop our frequency. So we are not fully sovereign. And when we are not fully sovereign, it is very easy for us to buy into this narrative, into that narrative. And therefore, it becomes a never-ending cycle. So we feel lost to start with, and then more lost, and then more lost, and then all emotions rush, you know, out of nowhere. And we don't know how to anchor a better reality and what to trust any longer. When we feel that there are two dynamics that we can use pathways of evolution for, there is the first understanding that we can use it when literally we don't know what the fuck is going on with this area of life. And we don't know how to move from that. We don't know why it keeps on repeating. That's one dynamic. And then the other dynamic is that we really want to manifest something. Like we really want to enter a new life in this area or that area. So these two dynamics can present themselves as really interesting starting point for you to start using this architecture to get more details on why this is happening and how to access that. So why this is happening? It is really to close a pathway of evolution. And then how we can start that one? It is really to activate a new one. And of course, it is, you know, interwoven, because we always need to close something to be able to access something. We need always, it's always the quantum law. It's always giving first before we receive. So that's very important to know. So this is the architecture of pathway of evolution. So you see, like, it's a square. And for me, everything that comes into my awareness around the square, it's always kind of like a work to be done consciously. There are four D bridge. It's like really we access, we open the gates between subconscious and conscious mind. So pathway of evolution has four different stages. The first stage is expression. Expression is literally coming from all the seeds of desires that are placed into our hearts. So our heart desires, any desire that comes into our awareness, is actually a seed planted by our soul, so it can blossom and it can literally be an expression of a new pathway of evolution that is available for us. Why is this interesting to know? It is interesting to know because sometimes, and one of my students actually asked a question like that last week during quantum coaching, is like, do I need to address all my desires? Because some desires don't seem to be fulfilling, like some that are not happening. Basically, I've had the same desire for a long time and it's just not happening. Do I really need to keep on cultivating this syndrome because it's so painful? Or do I actually, how do I do to remove this? And my answer to her was, well, a heart desire is a seed planted by the soul, so it's an expression. This is the first stage of pathway of evolution. So we don't remove our heart desire. We hold them. It's like a beautiful seed that is going to blossom into a flower. And then it allows us to evolve. It is literally a desire planted by the soul. So the soul is going to activate that at a certain stage in our life because we are ready to learn, to enter evolution through that. An expression can be anything at all. An expression can be learning a new language, it can be entering romance, it can be learning something. So expression can be anything. For example, for humanity, the expression is experiencing more love, experiencing more connection, experiencing a higher level of consciousness. So that's the pathway of evolution that we are in here now. So the expression comes from our heart desire. So the first stage is extremely important, and it can seem simple, but as my beautiful students were relating her struggle into accepting her heart desire the other day, I really realized that also there are heart desires that can be challenging to accept, because already here, these heart desires, they are going to come, they're going to be a contrast with our belief systems, with some of our values, with everything that we have learned from our parents or our society. For example, if there is a heart desire on an expression blossoming into experiencing sexuality with sexual partners that is not traditional or conventional for the family that we were raised in, the society that we were raised in, it's like this first expression of heart desire can be extremely challenging to honor and accept. So it is not to say that all desires that come, it's like, oh yeah, cool, like that's amazing, I'm going to embrace that. The first stage is to really honor that. And as we feel this expression, this heart desire in our heart, it is important for us to have 100% integrity and sovereignty with our own self. And we can stay in this stage of expression for as long as it needs to. Like, we don't need to act upon it straight away. There is no rush, guys. There is no rush. Pathways of evolution, some of them, they happen in one day, in 1 hour, in 1 minute, and some of them, they happen over one lifetime or over many lifetimes, which are the pathway of evolution of our soul purpose, for example. When we start receiving this expression, this heart desire into our hearts, then we can move on, if we choose to the next level, which is experimentation. So basically, we're going to start experimenting with aligning, starting taking actions to creating, to manifesting, to entering this new dynamic. So we can start experimenting with another person around romance. We can start experimenting around new studies or learning something new from someone else. We can start experimenting with a new belief system, even on new spiritual endeavor and so on. We can start experimenting with a new business. We're creating a family or thinking about having a family. And here, experimentation can also take many different colors and take a certain period of time. Basically, experimentation is literally that. It's like us being scientists, and we're just gonna start playing. Okay, for example, let's say that I'm here because I know that I have a mission, for example, around helping people through their awakening process, right? So that's an expression, that's a heart desire. I really have no clue how to do that. And I don't even know if I'm good enough. I don't know if like that I'm up for it, to be honest. Like, who am I to think I can actually help others when I'm not perfect myself? That is the first stage of expression, right? And then we're going to start experimenting. So we're going to start maybe learning some coaching, learning some Reiki, learning like my students learn with me. They start experimenting all the teachings, quantum teachings and channeling that I do. And we're going to start literally collecting data. And we're going to see like, ooh, that's my thing. And really like that. I really like the way that person teaches. And I love that the way that that person teaches. And like, I can feel that it's really aligning easily with me. Like, I feel that my reality is shifting very easily and exponentially when I learn that. So that's a very strong experimentation that we're doing. So we are collecting data. And then on the other hand, we're going to come across certain teachings that are not as interesting for us. It's kind of like, oh, I can see that it is very valid, but I easily integrate and transcend that. So for example, so we can see already that we navigate through this architecture. Let's say, for example, I'm going to take myself as an example. It's always easier. We love taking my human as an example. So back in the days, I expressed an interest in learning Reiki. Awesome, easy to accept, easy to find people to connect with, to start receiving sessions, and then to basically start training with Reiki. So that was really awesome. And then I started experimenting. I started having people coming for session, and that was really, really nice. But very quickly, I felt that I had pretty much integrated everything that Reiki had to offer for me in a way that, I had done all the levels. I had reached like the master level. I had lots of amazing experiences, but I felt that I basically had integrated, which is the third stage, everything that is potent, beautiful, amazing, discipline could teach me. So for me, I really quickly realized that it was okay to feel like that. I was not saying that, oh, this is not good enough, this is not interesting, and so on. It's because like, it's amazing and so on, but I feel that I'm pretty much like I've learned everything that I needed to learn. And therefore, I reached the fourth stage of this pathway of evolution in learning Reiki, which has transcendence. Basically, I realized, wow, that's amazing. I've learned everything that I could learn from here. And now I'm ready to transcend that. I'm ready to transcend that because I understand that when I actually have Reiki session with people, I go into this light language. I start, drawing sacred geometry all over the body. I'm connecting with galactic races. I'm connecting with all of these beings. So basically, I'm understanding that it has nothing to do with Reiki anymore. So that was kind of a transcendence point happening there. And then after that, there is an expression of new interest into learning more about quantum realities and all other disciplines that I have since learned about. So you can see, and as you receive this, you can already probably perceive that in your life, at times, like in our lives, we can feel that we are transcending an experience and that it is okay. Because when we reach transcendence, it is a point of feeling complete.
If you enjoy this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.